Okay, and then the other item that was pulled to regular is 745.
Accept a grant in the amount of $3,313,402 from the Oregon Department of Transportation for Foster Road Streetscapes Project, Southeast 50th through 89th Avenue.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, this requested council action to accept a federal grant for design and construction of the Foster Transportation and Streetscapes Project followed three previous actions, most important of which, in June of 2014, council passed Resolution 76729, which adopted the design recommendations of the updated Foster Streetscape Plan. The plan was the culmination of a 16-month-long public involvement process, which actually was preceded by activism on this issue from people in this neighborhood for many years before that, to create a transportation plan that not only supports the commercial revitalization of Southeast Foster, but also takes a significant step towards addressing issues associated with the street's overall safety. Foster Road is one of Portland's high crash corridors, with over 1,200 crashes and 11 fatalities over the past 10 years. The main element of the approved design, which changes Foster Road from a four-lane to a three-lane roadway, is proven both here in Portland as well as nationally to be among the most effective tools we have available to improve safety in situations similar to Foster Road. The project will also provide significant upgrades to pedestrian crossing safety and access to transit service, widening of sidewalks east of 82nd Avenue, new bicycle lanes, new street trees, and new pedestrian scale lighting. And here to elucidate and answer any further questions is Rich Newlands.
If you have any questions, that pretty much covered the extent of this council action we're requesting.
Okay. Questions for Rich? Thank you very much. Is there anyone who wants to do we have a sign up sheet on this item?
No, it's pulled from consent.
Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay. Then, oh, yes, we do. Come on up, please. Don't let me get ahead of you. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, everybody. It's great to be back here. I just wanted to say...
Just give us your name for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. Christian Smith. I've been involved in the Foster Streetscape Plan on behalf of the Foster Palette Neighborhood Association for about 11 years now. It's nice to see it almost going through to the end. So there's been some concerns. I think there were some last-minute 11th-hour protestations from a handful of business owners who, as best as I can tell, only recently decided to start opening their mail from the city. And I wanted to come down here and just take a second to reassure all of you that there remains overwhelming support on behalf of the neighbors through the neighborhood associations, the business association, our partners in Rose CDC and Hacienda on behalf of this project going forward as soon as possible. And if there's any concerns that there wasn't enough of a thorough process, Commissioner Novick mentioned this has been going on for a very long time. Just to provide an anecdote, I have a friend who lives on the Mount Scott Arleta side of Foster Road, who recently found her minutes from the steering committee dated to 1998 for Foster Road improvements. So we're pushing two decades here of citizen involvement and process, and having personally participated in a lot of other projects from 82nd Avenue and the Lentz URA, I worked at PBOT for a little while and coordinated the outreach program for the North McAdam URA. And I have never seen a more thorough, extensive outreach and public participation process for any project. Aside from literally taking a pad and easel and going door to door to every single business owner and stakeholder's house and giving them a private presentation, I don't know what else we could have done. And so we've definitely made the right decision, and thank you all very much for your support. And I wonder if I have a second, I just want to give a special thanks to Commissioner Novick. When you took over the Transportation Bureau, you made a point to come out, you met with us, we walked up and down Foster Road, learned about the history of the road, the history of the project, shared our concerns, and you've been a really good champion for us ever since then. And then last month you came out and did it again to reassure all of us that the project was still going forward. And you ended up taking a lot of abuse from some of the angry villagers and some of those businesses. And some of it was really personal, and I feel really awful about that. And I'm really sorry that that happened. And I want to personally just thank you from all of us for taking the time to come out there and help us.
Well, I thought it was important for me to go out and hear from the folks who were upset about the changes we're making on Foster. But it was very cool that we were able to have a discussion where it wasn't just me going out to be, you know, hear the concerns of the opponents. We also had supporters like yourself going over and meeting with the opponents of what we're doing, so everybody could see that this was a, you know, this is an issue in which people felt passionately on both sides, and you were able to remind the folks who opposed what we're doing that there had been a lengthy public process and there's a lot of community support. So it's obviously perfectly okay for people to protest things they don't like that the government's doing, but it was really good to see that kind of back and forth between neighbors.
Thanks. Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Thank you all.
Welcome.
I'm Barbara Carpenter, and I own a building on Foster. I also own the business that is in that building on 54th 12th, on Southeast Foster. My office window looks directly out on Foster, and while we're fairly new to the area, we bought the building about 3.5 years ago, I am so supportive of this new plan. My feeling is that you will never make Foster into a true neighborhood that's safe for pedestrians and bicyclists. And those of us who drive, every time I come out of my parking lot, it's a little challenging because of the high speed, and it's basically just an exit and entrance road. So once again, I'm very much in support of it. I've been to a few of the meetings. The fact that I truly believe it will not become a neighborhood until the roads are changed.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Matthew Masetic. I own and operate Red Castle Games on Southeast 64th and Foster. I am also the president of the Foster Area Business Association. And to echo my compatriot from the Neighborhood Association, we are still unanimously in support of this plan. It's a great plan that had great involvement both for the neighbors and the businesses, and we've continued to actively reach out, and we've even been able to find a couple solutions for specific problems that some of these protesters had. And so I really appreciate PBOT and Rich working with us to, you know, something as simple as moving a crosswalk a half block so heavy trucks could get in and out of a business. You know, it's really been a fantastic process, and I really appreciate your continued support of the Foster Corridor and our growing business district. We've had now several businesses. One gentleman in particular couldn't be here, but Eliseo owns Nayar Taqueria, and he's in the process of opening a second business on Foster because of the streetscape. So it's bringing private investment. It's going to make it safer. It's going to make it a true neighborhood, and we really appreciate your continued commitment to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Back at you all. Appreciate your advocacy.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else who wants to speak on this item? Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. Whoever would like to be first.
Oh, I'll go first. My name's Amanda Doimus. I own Backstory Books on Foster, and I actually have a business on Foster because of the streetscape. It was one of the reasons I chose Foster. And because I have children's books, I see a lot of families with young children, and a lot of them have expressed concern about what it's like to cross the street, whether it's their kids who are going to be going to school and crossing the street or just every day. And so I'm very excited about the Foster streetscape. I'm excited about the traffic slowing down. It is very, very fast. And towards the end of May, I saw the aftermath of two accidents within my block that brought cars onto the sidewalks. So I definitely think we need to make it safer with the bike lanes and the crosswalks and just trying to get traffic to slow down.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Good morning.
Hi there. I'm Seth Gallant. I'm a member of the Foster Powell Neighborhood Association Board. And I just wanted to add my voice of support for this Foster Streetscape project. I've been very excited about it since I moved to the neighborhood about 6 years ago. And I just think it's such a critical thing to really knit the neighborhood back together and create a vibrant Main Street atmosphere and a pedestrian-friendly streetscape that's good for the businesses and good for the Main Street environment, the kind of the center of our neighborhood. And I just want to remind the council that there's been near unanimous support for this project. And I've been to a lot of neighborhood association meetings, and I've been really pretty impressed that nearly everyone has been very supportive of this project. So
it's great. Thank you. Good morning.
Morning. I just want to thank the council for...
Just give us your name for the record.
Sure. Corey Solovowitz, and I'm also a board member of the Foster Powell Neighborhood Association. Also to echo Amanda here from Backstory Books, we have a family as well, and we go to Backstory Books, and talking with Kelsey outside, who's Piper Cafe, and saying, hey, you know, nice to meet you. I wish I could come to your business more often, but you're on the south side of the road, and it's really stressful to travel to have to cross Foster Powell or cross Foster to come patronize your business. So really excited for the businesses to be able to patronize those businesses that are on the south side of the road, as well as not have to be stressful while crossing Foster. And thank you. I appreciate your support.
Thank you. Thank you all. Anyone else? If not, then let's take a vote, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
I appreciate you coming today and expressing your support, and I do appreciate the federal government giving us over $3 million to do some of the necessary planning work. Aye.
Novick.
So we pulled this from consent partly because we are talking about a significant amount of money, but also because there has been some controversy about this project. We have heard overwhelming support from folks in the neighborhood, but there are some people who are very concerned. And I thought it was an opportunity to tell anybody who is watching and who's seen something about this controversy that this is a project that people have thought a lot about. Has a lot of strong supporters. And although it's true, there are trade-offs. There some trips will be increased by 2 to 3 minutes. And I that might sound like a small amount, but I know that if you're stuck in traffic, 2 to 3 minutes can seem like an eternity. What I've said to people who raised that concern is that there's Arleta Elementary School and other schools along this route, and this will make it safer for kids to walk and bike to school. What I've asked people is, if somebody asked you, would you be willing to volunteer 2 or 3 minutes a day, or even 5 minutes a day, in order to make it safer for kids to walk and bike school, would you step up to that volunteer opportunity, and asking people to look at it in that way? Thank you so much for coming. Aye.
That's a really great way to look at it, Commissioner, and congratulations to you and your team for getting this grant from the state. $3 million is indeed a very nice chunk of change. Thank you to the six folks who came down to testify. It's really important, and I appreciate it when people come down to support something rather than to oppose something. So thank you very much. Aye.
Hales. Council knows one of my favorite quotes about planning is Lewis Mumford, who said, Americans will soon have every means for moving about the city and no reason whatsoever to go there. And this is the opposite of that. You're creating a place by making a good transportation decision. I think the combination of what we're doing here and the way we're doing it is one of the reasons why I'm proud to be a Portlander. Thank you, Commissioner Novick and PBOT and all of you who have worked so hard for this. It's just going to be great to go walk down Foster. Aye. Thank you all much. Great work. Okay.